hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Wednesday, folks, 24th of September, 2008. I almost said 2004. Oh, my goodness. Where does the time go when you're having so much fun? By the way, I was just listening to the tail end of Jerry Hughes's program. Very glad to be sharing time with him on this network. If you do not know Jerry Hughes, I would suggest that you tune in the program from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on this network. His closing little offering on his program was that the police arrested a man for driving evidently at night without his headlights, and they pulled him over and gave him a sobriety test. The man passed some gas. There's no other way to put it. Flatulence, I guess, is a polite term. And he was charged by the police for assault. So I guess you can't even do, ladies and gentlemen, what the termites do, pass gas without being a criminal, without being a road terrorist. On today's program, I have a very special treat for you listeners today. It's a man that I met at Tom DeWeese's Freedom 21, well, Henry Lamb's, actually. Tom has been running it for the last 3 years. About 4 weeks ago, up in Dallas, Texas, a gentleman by the name of Stephen Pratt. Well, who is he? this guy, he's a walking encyclopedia. He calls himself a student of the Constitution, but he's only been studying and teaching people about the Constitution for nigh on 30 years. Steve Pratt, he grew up in the backwoods ranch in the state of Washington. His family was still using draft horses until he was about 12. He graduated from Brigham Young University with a master's degree in education. Now, he did further postgraduate studies at the University of California at Berkeley in the 60s, and he still remembers it, folks. He taught full-time in the public school system for 6 years and then taught for 1 year in a private school. 7 years were spent working for the National Center for Constitutional Studies under the direction of the renowned historian W. Cleon Skousen, where Mr. Pratt devoted his time to research and teaching in many locations in the United States and to foreign countries. We got to throw the foreign countries in there as well. And during the spring of 2005, he was urged by friends to teach a class devoted to American principles and problems. The very successful 16-week course has developed into a program called Liberty and Learning. The lessons focus on understanding of history and how it relates to the current events, which I might say doesn't. We all know what's going on. A website has been established under the name libertyandlearning.com. He lives with his wife, Belle Vigay. Their parents of four children reside on 60-acre ranch at Cove Fort, Utah. He's an accomplished craftsman and for the past 20 years has earned a living with his hands in a family business called Pratt Wagon Works, where with his son, Ben, they build historic wagons, printing presses, and other old-fashioned reproductions. Folks, you're in for a little treat today. The way things should be, and with God's help, we'll be again. We'll be right back with Mr. Pratt right after this.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, 1 out of every 2 men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of 1 Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And we're only spending an hour with this gentleman, so without any stalling, I'd like to bring up Mr. Stephen Pratt. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Well, I'm more than happy to have you here. I ran into you at the Freedom 21 conference up in Dallas, as I said at the top of the program, about 4 weeks ago. Tom DeWeese, his Freedom 21 deal, actually it's Henry Lamb is the one that started it, but he's been doing it for the past 3-4 years. And what a conference that was.
Yes, I really enjoy it. That's my third time to attend 3 years in a row.
And I'll tell you, Michael Kaufman was up there, just a bunch of good people. Thankfully, Henry Lamb is doing a little bit better. He's still wheelchair-bound, but he was in attendance up there. And what a brain trust, what information that went out. And I got to digging around in my little bag that I brought back from Dallas, and I actually have the DVD that you people are putting out, the Liberty Library. And
yeah.
And woe unto me, I am going to go home tonight and plug this in and watch it. But I was impressed with your presentation up there, which, by the way, is going to go out on Google. We're going to be promoting the next Freedom 21 conference. We're going to have scads of people there, Stephen.
That's great. That's great.
And you're going to be all over the Internet, so just warning you.
People ask me what my motivation is, and I say, my motivation is just like Thomas Jefferson declared, preach a crusade against ignorance.
Well, and I was talking to you briefly yesterday, And you're back from a two-week hiatus from the ranch, at least. But you've been on speaking engagements. If you would, fill people in on exactly what you do.
Well, I guess it's just to preach a crusade against ignorance, but people ask me often, what should we do? You know, they want some quick fix if they can go vote for the right candidate and solve all the problems. And I say, well, you can't really decide what to do until you decide who we are. Who are we as a people? That requires that we go back and look at our forefathers and study our heritage. And that's called American history, true American history.
Well, and Stephen, it's been called a failed experiment. Now, we've had people running interference on this great republic in its founding documents. The founders themselves were not perfect, but I've yet to meet a man that was. But this is an experiment that is still ongoing. It's what Benjamin Franklin said to the woman that asked the question, what form of government we have? Well, it's a republic if you can keep it. Now, having said that, Stephen, it worked. We were the richest, most powerful, and I'm not necessarily talking militarily. That's for the politicians, and the extension of politics is war. But we became literally the envy of the entire planet. We built a country within inside of a couple of centuries from coast to coast, and we were the envy of the world. Now we're the greatest debtor nation, and we're one of the most despised nations on the face of the earth. What happened on the way to the Roman Forum?
That's my story. I call it Know Your Liberty. It begins with when we think of America, I start with the birth of Christ because America is a Christian nation. And so we develop from the birth of Christ up through the great reformers, including William Tyndale, John Wesley, and a list of others that are common. And then we talk about the founding of America starting in about 1607 and 1620, and these Christian people established a Christian nation. And before we can understand how to recover from the terrible disaster that we're presently in, we need to understand what we established that worked so wonderfully.
And it was not an accident. I mean, this was designed to be a limited government, to have a set of laws. And we'll make the differentiation here between biblical law and constitutional law. Men need a blueprint or a plan laid down, as the founders did, for a governance of men. And many people over the years have faulted it. There were a few holes that they could not foresee at that time when they drew the Constitution up. But, Stephen, why in recorded history, and I'm a little biased because I was born in this country, but why was it not guarded with vigilance when, in my estimation, and many people will bear this out, that this is the greatest nation ever assembled by men in recorded history?
Why was it not guarded with vigilance is a difficult question because it goes way back. I get people that tell me, oh, if we could just go back to the Reagan days, everything would be well again. Or if we could just go back before Franklin Roosevelt messed it up. Or if we could just go back before Woodrow Wilson, or if we could, and they go all the way back through all these major events that changed this and diverted us away from American principles, and there are many of them. It was not one big event that caused us to change from a republic of republics to a social welfare state.
And that's exactly what we have now. And I just want to touch on this briefly because this is current events. We'll jump forward and then leap back here, but what we're seeing right now in this crisis that we have in this country, and it was put down by the founders as to who was to control money and the value thereof. Now we have a private corporation for profit, have literally, with the help of government and the excessive spending, I think Greenspan said irrational exuberance, but the bankers partnered up with the government, dug us into a hole beyond belief. We have an economy that is literally on the brink of explosion or implosion. And we've got Mr. Ben Shalom Bernanke from the Fed Reserve, along with, I call him Hanky Panky Paulson, Henry Paulson of the Treasury Department, former banker, by the way, trying to engineer a bailout put on the taxpayers' back. That's the surety behind this loan, to bail out banks because, well, they just made some mistakes. Stephen, this is absolutely unprecedented in our history, and a lot of people are starting to wake up over this fact.
When I was a young student of this topic, there was a definition passed around for socialism, and that definition was government ownership or control of the means of production and the means of distribution. And we, in history books, we fault Benito Mussolini because of his fascist concepts of the government controlling the major industries. And we watch what they've just done with the mortgage industry, and we've done exactly the same thing.
Well, but it's not without precedent in this country, because the last time we got in a kind of an economic jam, I think they called it the Great Depression, it was none other than Franklin Delano New Deal Roosevelt that brought in exactly those concepts you just described, government control. And it was called the New Deal. And all of this was a very craftily, under banking emergency and economic emergency, it was nothing but thinly veiled, but although very craftily put forth to the American people, nothing but a brand of socialism that they are reinstituting today, only on a greater scale.
Yes.
Now, this is, Stephen, I'm still in shock. I'm still trying to get my mind wrapped around this. But I noticed one flaw, and that was that the American people have become so dumbed down as to the responsibilities of government, but more importantly, their responsibilities. They wouldn't know a democracy from a golf ball hole on the 18th green.
Well, I had a delightful time this week. I was invited to speak to three different classes of fifth graders. This was a special week this past week. It started on September 17th, which was is Constitution Day, declared so by Congress back in 1952. And so for the first time ever, our local school decided they would do something on this special occasion. And so I had the enjoyment of dumbing down my own lessons to the fifth grade level, and it was delightful.
And this is what has been drummed out of the American school system. Now, you only taught for, 6 years in a public, I call it, Stephen?
Yes, I taught 6 years in a junior college.
In a junior college. But what has been erased from the textbooks in this country, and I call it the public fool system, because that's all we're generating, is undereducated and completely ignorant of our form of government. And more importantly, what this great republic required was the active participation of its citizenry. But this has been routed out, if you will, of the school system, which, by the way, if you look at one of the 10 planks, the finer planks of the Communist Manifesto, was the government control of education in order to, how did they put it, use it as a transmission belt for their propaganda.
Exactly. Of course, that's also one of the planks, if you want to use that term, of the socialist movement in England with George Bernard Shaw and his group, as they decided to do a peaceful method of accomplishing socialism rather than a revolutionary method, like Karl Marx's suggestion at one time was, burn to the ground and build on the ashes, whereas the do-gooders in England were going to do it gradually through a process they called gradualism or evolutionary socialism. In either case, they wanted to get the young people and train them up to follow socialist dogma.
And it must be said that Rockefeller, I think it was John D. himself, that said about the youth of America, minds of clay in which to mold. Well, the molding has been going the wrong way. We have ceased to be a fiercely independent country. And you know a little bit about past history in this country. I mean, you're into building replicas of wagons and so on. You know what it took to build this country and the rugged individualism that it took to carve out a nation. This is not an easy feat, whether it was a couple of hundred years ago or even today. And to look, Stephen, at our history and what proud heritage we have, to sit and watch it in almost total disarray is almost incomprehensible. I can't still to this day get my mind wrapped around it, and I've been talking about it for 15 years. You've been talking about it for 30. We've got to take this break. We'll be back on the other side with Stephen Pratt. The website, ladies and gentlemen, you need to look at it. We're going to give you some more information here. LibertyandLearning.com. You'll be amazed at what this gentleman has accomplished. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, we are back, folks. Special guest today. There are people that I have regard for. There are people that I have respect for. And then there are people that I have a deep regard for. And this is old school, folks. This is not trying to get through to somebody that's a cut-and-paste guy. That's 25, 30 years old. Not referencing anybody. They could be 45. But somebody that's been in the trenches, that has lived his life by the concepts and the precepts, not only in the Bible, but the Constitution. Rare individuals indeed. And I'm very pleased to have this man. Stephen, your mentor, W. Cleon Skousen, if you would for a moment, tell us about that.
Many years ago, like 35 years ago, I was just a young middle-aged fellow, and the neighbor came to me, and he said, why don't you come to this class that's being taught in the... He didn't tell me where. It turned out it was in a neighboring garage. They moved the chairs, they moved the car, and they put the chairs on this old dirty floor. This is where the old professor, W. Cleon Skousen, spoke that night. He was paid nothing and certainly had no prestige. But I went. And it was a stirring moment and one of those changes of life as I heard a man speaking about American history from his heart. That was a long time ago. I converted. I call it converted to Americanism.
I have a saying, Stephen, for those that are of a younger age, when men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. But I guess we can take that back a little ways further. When men were men, women were women, and wagons were wagons. But there was a spirituality, there was a rugged individualism in people, and it was rooted in our past. We were very, very proud of where we came from, but it wasn't an arrogant pride. It was a quiet pride.
So let's go back to that event for just a moment, if we may. There was a three-hour lecture in this old garage, and it was about our American heritage and the Constitution. And I still have my study guide from that event and my book, The Federalist Papers. And I went up at the end and I said, I don't know you and you don't know me, but what do I have to do to teach for you? I was a school teacher at that time. And he said, he laughed, and he said, well, do your homework. Oh, you mean I have to study? And then two years later, I had followed carefully and done my homework, and one day he says, why don't you go to work for me? And the first assignment that I got was, he said, I would like to know everything there is to know about the phrase, the laws of nature and of nature's God, spoken of in the Declaration of Independence. Well, it wasn't until years later I figured out he already knew that. He just wanted me to go find out. That was a great assignment. And you've mentioned the Constitution and the Bible. Well, they go hand in hand. The very foundation of constitutional government is natural law. The laws of nature and of nature's God, boiled down, is God's will revealed in nature, God's will revealed in the Holy Scriptures. And the founding fathers looked to the Bible more than any other single source in writing the Constitution.
There are people, the revisionists, that will say, oh, contraire, Mr. Pratt.
I work from what I call evidence, and I'm not sure what they work from. History. Why do we study history, and what is history? History is evidence accompanied by reason and debate. And so we look back at the evidence, and the evidence has been documented from good researchers that the Bible was a basic foundation source of thinking for these men that wrote the Constitution.
How long were you under the tutelage of, and you call yourself a student to this day, and you've been doing this for 30 years, your direct tutelage under Mr. Skousen, how long of a period of time was that?
7 years. And 7 years, he was my mentor and guide, and I spent many, many hours in his company traveling the country and lecturing and teaching and researching.
Now, you're still doing that to this day, and we got about 2 minutes before break here, but I want you to relay that story that you were teaching down here in Texas, and you were for a number of years, and then something happened.
Oh, you mean the one where the congressman came?
It was the one where they took him to the airport, and the guy was very silent.
Mean the conversational prayer?
Yes.
Okay, you want to hear that one?
Yes, please.
As I travel across the country, I've spoken in hundreds of locations, and it makes no difference which denomination people are from. They're just good people all over America. They're there. They're out there. And they meet me, and we relate to one another, and we have great conferences. And on that one particular occasion, the gentleman said to me, as we were ready to depart at the big international airport, my chairman for previous 18 hours of lecture time, he says, I don't suppose we'll ever see each other again. Before we depart, I'd like to offer a conversational prayer. And then he began to pray from his heart as if God were standing there with us. And it was just a beautiful experience, and I have never forgotten that moment.
But there was also another occasion down here in Texas where you were teaching hundreds of kids in camps, and you were doing that for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden the guy told you what?
Oh, yes, 10 years in a row. I taught the youth camp, the summer youth camp for the Texas Farm Bureau, 10 years in a row. And at the end of 10 years, the same chairman that whole time, he says, I guess you told the truth. But I found out later he would never invite me back again because I had told the voting record of the Texas congressman to the high school students.
We'll take the break here. My very special guest today, Stephen Pratt. The website, ladies and gentlemen, libertyandlearning.com. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, before I get too far ahead of myself here, there is a DVD set. Now, folks, by the way, Stephen, we have a highly educated audience that's up on political, social, economic, and constitutional issues. But I'm going to suggest to you fine folks out there, for the generally dumb public, yes, the real GDP in this country, that we have a lot of people that are ignorant of our form of government. And that didn't happen by accident. But ultimately, we are responsible because we are the government. Liberty Library has a DVD set, a six-pack of DVDs, and this is an educational combination. There's been a lot of people that have done informational DVDs. There are people that have done DVDs on history. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've talked to people that have reviewed this. They use it as teaching tools. The six-pack of DVDs, all in one case, by the way, goes as follows. A More Perfect Union, America Becomes a Nation. That's the education version from the National Center for Constitutional Studies. Liberty and Economics, the Ludwig von Mises Legacy. God, Schools, and the Constitution, What Should Be Taught? By John Eidsmo. For the Three Foundings of America by Stephen Pratt, yours truly on the air with us today. Two Contrasting Charters by Herb Titus. The fifth, Sustainable Development and the Biosphere Reserves by Michael Kaufman and Tom Gilbert. I just had Michael on the air a couple of weeks ago. America's Censored Heritage by Mike Chapman. I had Mr. Chapman on as well a couple of weeks ago. The 10-pack of DVDs, and this continues in the series, To Ourselves and to Our Posterity by Stephen Pratt. Eight, Money, Banking, and the Federal Reserve from the Von Mises Institute. Ninth, Which Father Are You Following by Stephen Pratt. And to round that out, Immigration, Invasion by John F. McManus from the John Birch Society. Now, these are educational tools, folks. And I would dare say that no matter if some of you folks out there think that you know the Constitution, you've been studying it for years, I guarantee you, you've missed something. But I also know this. There are people in this country that wouldn't know the Constitution, as I said, from the 18th green. And this is a teaching tool to reacquaint them with our form of government, because if they have the comparative basis in which to judge, people would be running down the street at Mach 3 with their hair on fire, demanding that we have a constitutional republic restored for all time in this country. Now, Stephen, you told me something that just absolutely blew me away. And the listeners to this network are familiar with the pocket constitutions. I've gotten rid of, in probably 15 years of broadcasting, probably about 500,000 of these, over 15 years. But you told me a story that just absolutely slayed me.
My friends and I at the National Center for Constitutional Studies, they were the ones, I worked for them full-time for 7 years. That was Dr. W. Cleon Skousen started that group. He's since passed away, and they're still up there alive and well. And they have this project that in the last 2 years they've distributed about 1.5 million pocket constitutions.
Excuse me, what time frame?
In the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then about a month ago we decided to get serious about it. And so we took delivery of 1 million copies of the pocket constitution at our intentions, and it's moving very well. Is to have them distributed before the election in November. And we're not just distributed. We're not flying over the big cities and dumping them out an airplane.
Maybe you should be, but
we're asking the people that are doing this, use it as a tool. Don't just read it yourself. You do that too, you know, but we want the people that are helping us in this project to get commitment from the people they distribute to. Will you read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution before the election in November? After all, it is a contract, and we are asking the people we vote for to follow the contract. Will you commit yourself to read it and then find 10 more that will do likewise? And the little booklet is set up for a signature of the 10 people that pledge that they will. Hey, it's been one of the real lively projects. I think I distributed 2,000 last week.
Now, and this is important, and I want to get around to how we can effectively get this million out by election time, which is only, not too far in the future here, 6-7 weeks, maybe 8 weeks into the future. But this is the source on these is Witten Printers, correct?
Well, this particular one we're doing is National Center for Constitutional Studies.
Okay.
And the website to order is NCCS, the initials NCCS.net. But listen to this one. One man donated the paper for 1 million copies. He wants nothing back for that. That's just a flat-out donation. And so the NCCS is offering these at the cost subtracting the paper. So they're $30 for 100 copies of beautifully done pocket constitution with the Declaration and other good material in it. George Washington on the front cover. And it's an unheard-of bargain. While oil is spiraling up and gold is going up and other things are going up, the Constitution is going down.
Well, and that again, that's 100 copies for $30.
That's right, and that includes the postage.
That includes and 100 of these pocket constitutions, they can be a little weighty. Now, what is the best way for people? Can they get to the schools? Where's the best place to be injecting this information?
There are so many possibilities, like everyone that swears an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution ought to read it. They generally don't. And it is a contract. In fact, the contract, first it was an agreement between the men that were sent as delegates from each of the states. They discussed, they agreed, and then they had one of their delegates write it down. His name was Gouverneur Morris. He was the person that actually wrote the Constitution from the notes of the Federal Convention. And then it was a legitimate contract, but when states make an agreement like this, they call it a compact. But because it constitutes our plan of government, the compact between these free voluntary states that associated, because it constitutes the plan of government, it's called a constitution. And it's a legitimate contract, just like any contract for renting your house or whatever you write.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about the Newt Gingrich contract with America?
No.
Yeah. And by the way, you said something earlier that piqued my interest, that people think that conservatism is the Ronald Reagan era. Now, Ronald Reagan, and some people might disagree. I mean, he was an okay actor. He became the head of the movie actors studio, the Guild. And then he went on to be governor, and then he went on to be president. But, Stephen, there is such a far cry between Ronald Reagan and his brand of conservatism versus what conservatism really is by way of the Constitution, the law. Mind you, folks, is the difference between night and day.
That's correct. We haven't had a constitutional president for a long time. Some people smile and they say, well, which, how long? I say, well, maybe go back to Calvin Coolidge or Grover Cleveland.
My goodness.
If you want to find a president that actually respected and followed the document as it was written. I got a little short one-sentence quote I'd like to give you. This is John T. Flynn. Do you remember him?
Yes.
He was a great scholar and a great constitutionalist back about the 50s, and he wrote in his book, The Decline of the American Republic and How to Rebuild It, quote, "It is difficult to escape the feeling that most of the young men and women who passed through our colleges in the years from 1933 to the present time do not have the faintest conception of the type of government which Americans for a century and a half knew as the American Republic." What do you think of that?
You know, this morning, Stephen, I always catch C-SPAN in the mornings for their American Journal. I have urged people to call into that program. Anybody can call in. Generally, they do interviews of politicians or the emotional or push-button issue of the day. But they also allow open call-ins. And I have pleaded with people. Because, as I said, we have some very educated people in this listening audience. This morning, I am watching Congressman Sherman from Sherman, California, no relation, but up there talking about this bailout plan and how the Democrats, they want some assurances, and they wanted to play a little bit of politics between what the Republicans are talking about versus the Democrats. And I'm listening to this guy, and he actually used the term Constitution, but not associated, lip service type of constitutional mention. And I'm sitting there and I'm calling in on the independent line, and it was busy. I couldn't get in. And I called C-SPAN this morning and I told him, I said, look, why do you have, and he was on the banking committee, congressional banking committee. I said, why do you have this Sherman guy on when there is one guy that I would put up there? And he is on the committee, a banking committee as well. His name is Dr. Ron Paul. You know him as Representative Ron Paul.
Hooray.
And I'll tell you what, I got a little stammering and stuttering and said, well, here's the email. I said, no, I want to talk to the program director. Well, you got to have a name. I said, so, okay, give me his name. Well, we can't do that. But you can email. So I am going to request that people, and I will dig out in the next hour, I will dig out that information and give it to you. But I'm going to request that people email C-SPAN, get Dr. Paul on the air, because he is in there in the banking committee. He knows the scam of the Federal Reserve. He knows this bailout scam that's going on that they're trying to pull off, which, by the way, Stephen, They've said that, it's $700 billion. No, it isn't. It's at minimum $1.8 trillion, and before all said and done, it may be a $5 trillion cash pool to stop this, as Andrew Jackson said about the vipers, the bankers, to rout them out. This is going to be a $5 trillion rout on the American people. Now, Stephen, we're already being taxed, and there are many different ways that they have been creative in taxation. Banking is a taxation. Interest is a taxation. We are being taxed at over...
Don't forget inflation.
Exactly. That is another tax. You're absolutely correct, sir. We are being taxed at over 60% in this country. What we produce, what we roll up our sleeves through our sweat and toil, 60% of that is being taken right back out of our pockets. But yet that wasn't good enough. We have an economic shambles in this country, and now they want more. Stephen, when I think about the absolute gem that we have in this country, when I think about its history, when I think about the present and could be our future, I have talked to people, Stephen, I know that you've run into them as well. Ah, they sing the song of the damned. Oh, we're done. Oh, well, it was a great run, but, you know, there's nothing we can do. Stephen, I am not a violent man. I've only been in two fights in my life, and I think the last one, when I was 14 years old, a kid, neighborhood kid, broke my telescope, and I thumped him. But I'll tell you what, when I start thinking along the lines of what we have had and the opportunity that we have right now to regain and restore this republic, I get so angry, I can hardly contain myself.
I hear that thing, there's nothing we can do for... quite often, and it just recently it started triggering in my mind the story of the Bonhomie Richard. Do you remember John Paul Jones?
Oh, yes.
As we study our American heritage and we look to these characters, these heroes of the past, here was a man that should have just given up. He should have thrown the towel in and said to the British sea captain of the Serapis, we give up, take us prisoner, put us in the dungeon. But you remember his famous words. I've just begun to fight.
I have just begun to fight. You know what? I downloaded. Somebody called me on the air yesterday, Stephen, and first time caller has just been reintroduced into true patriotism. Not this either. You're with us or against us stuff. And he said, you know, where should I start? I said, I've got a suggestion. You know, aside from reading the Constitution, read George Washington's farewell address. That would be a good start to get a flavor of what the first president, not king, not emperor, people wanted him to be king. There are some in this country way back when that wanted another monarchy of sorts, and they wanted George to be the king. And he said, no, we're forming a government here. I will be president, and he was. But his farewell address, I told this gentleman, I said, you start from there. You start reading George Washington's farewell address, and I said, after that, I said, the sky's the limit. And there's something, and I've experienced this myself, Stephen, talking to young people, just recently talking to a kid that just graduated high school. And I started talking to him about the Constitution, and he said, they never taught us anything like that. And he was just absolutely, and we're talking about an age of television and games and texting on the new phones and all the gadgetry and all the distractions. When I told him about the Constitution, the philosophy behind it, the only thing that could come out of that kid's mouth was, wow. And I said, yeah, and this is what's slipping from your grasp right now.
It is wow. I had a similar experience recently. A woman went through my course called Know Your Liberty, which is a 12-hour lecture series. Just an American history lecture, and then she volunteered a few weeks later to put on the course in her town, a different city. After we finished the second time, she said, I have something to tell you. Now, she was completely through the basic course on American history twice. She said, I feel cheated. I have a graduate degree in history from the local university, and they never taught me any of this. Just the basic story of America. The Republic of Republics.
Yeah, and people are sitting around nowadays, Stephen, and these politicians, and as I said, I'm not a violent man, but you know, these congressmen and senators, if they were in reaching grasp of my hand next to their throat, when they call this country a democracy, it just sends me through the roof. They swore. They took a public affirmation with right hand raised in air to God to protect and defend the Constitution for which it stands, and they turn around and call it a democracy, which is one of the worst forms of government that's ever been instituted by the little socialist out there.
Yes. Now, I want to go back to some names you threw out a few minutes ago.
I'll tell you what, hang on to that thought because the break is coming right now. We'll take the break. You can only spend a few more minutes with us, and I want to give out those websites again and what they're attempting to do. A million pocket constitutions to the unwashed and the uneducated in this country, folks. They say the timing is everything. The timing could be no perfect than right now for the restoration of God's country. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
In the few minutes remaining, Stephen, you said I mentioned a couple names there.
Well, I'm just delighted to hear you read off that list of DVDs from Michael Chapman and Michael Kaufman and John McManus, Herb Titus, Tom DeWeese, and so forth. Those are all good starter packages. Now, if your listeners are old, mature constitutionalists, then they ought to be buying these for tools. Buy them by the dozen. Buy them by the hundred. I do that from Michael Chapman. I buy 100 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do, with discretion, you hand them out, encouraging these good people in your neighborhood to start informing themselves. Do it kindly. Do it gently. Never try to do it through contention or argument or threat or fear.
Welcome them.
Gently.
Yes, welcome them. And I've cautioned people, the way that you engage people and you draw them into you is you're concerned about their issues, what's on their mind. And we have, as patriots in this country, we have enough information to keep seeding them to keep their interest. And doing it at a bullhorn or a decibel level that is even hurtful to dog's ears is not the approach. We need to be as good a listeners as we are talkers and teachers.
Well said.
I want to give out these websites again, ladies and gentlemen. They want to pass out a million of these pocket constitutions. They've already done 1.5 million in the last 2 years. They want to pass out another million by election time. And this is kind of like what Ron Paul is. This is a restoration process for the Republic. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is going to have to be by way of an informed electorate. And by God's graces, we'll win this country back again. God help us for leaving it slide for as long and as far as it's gone, but it is not irretrievable. Go to the website, www.nccs.net. You can get 100 of these pocket constitutions for $30, and the shipping is included. These come, it's a pretty hefty little box. And for the DVD set, go to libertyandlearning.com. We got about 2 minutes here. Mr. Pratt, a parting shot.
Well, I can't emphasize enough, the enthusiasm must be high on the persons that are listening to get tools and go out and spread them. There's an old bell back in, you know, back on the East Coast. I think it's called the Liberty Bell.
Do you mean the UN Heritage Site?
No, I'm talking about on Independence Square.
That's now a UN Heritage Site. But anyhow.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm thinking of this wonderful proclamation that says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. That's not some old-fashioned thing. That's what people like Ron Paul are doing in Campaign for Liberty. Well, we can join that. We can do it at whatever level and whoever we are. That's my message.
And I wished I had another hour to spend with you, but I know that your time is very, very precious. You've just come back off the road teaching people. If you don't mind my asking you, Mr. Pratt, you are a spry man, but how many years have you spent on God's green earth?
67.
So you're 67 years old, and you're still doing two-week tours out there.
Oh, yes.
And we had to clear it with your wife because she's got the honey-do list for you at home.
That's right.
But I'm very appreciative of you taking the time out with me today on the National Intel Report.
It doesn't matter how old you are. The old man that touched my heart and changed my life, W. Cleone Skousen, he was the same age then that I am now.
And it will pass from generation to generation. We'll keep the dream alive. I guarantee it. I pledge it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me.
Stephen, thank you. And we'll be talking again in the future, I am sure.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye now. Folks, second hour coming up. If that didn't touch you, you're stone cold, already dead. We'll be back, second hour of the National Intel Report, right after top of the hour break.
Gold has been.